It's Jeff Peel here. I'm currently in Paris and I'm sitting beside Barbara Tourens, who's a consultant who focuses on marketing communications, but with a strong focus on corporate social responsibility. Barbara, we were chatting there about the opportunities that you believe there are for technology companies focusing on corporate social responsibility, providing solutions that focus on CSR. Can you tell me a little bit more?
Certainly. There's a lot of push given new environmental regulations and compliance issues, especially in the EU, for companies that need to start reporting their carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, among other things. And so there's an opportunity within technology companies to provide services and tools to help companies measure, identify KPIs, and really push reports to identify opportunities to improve their overall compliance in this space.
And you mentioned that SAP and Panasonic, this is very much in the public domain, is a good exemplar of this kind of thing?
Yeah, SAP released a tool for Panasonic. Panasonic was out of compliance for their e-waste regulations within the countries that they were operating. And one of the hugest challenges was they were not aware of how much waste they were actually putting out into the waste chain. So what the tool did was it was able to help Panasonic identify their tons that they were producing and identify strategies of how to better manage their waste streams.
And you mentioned that while corporate headquarters may have a CSR policy or a set of guidelines or KPIs, often the subsidiaries don't, and that's particularly important here in Europe, where the EU imposes fairly strict regulations.
Yeah, it's very interesting to look at how multinationals manage the EU to manage regulations around environmental protocol, given that what one multinational company, the headquarters, has different regulations than what their subsidiaries do. So how can these code of ethics or practices really be managed at a local level and then reported up to help essentially the overall value of the CSR efforts of the corporation at large, moving beyond their philanthropic type ventures that they have in place?
And from your own experience, having done the master's program here in Paris, do you feel it really is getting onto the agenda, this whole CSR thing, or is it just hype?
Personally, I believe that the EU is still pushing. There's some goals, the EU 2020, that all countries need to reduce their carbon emissions by 20%, greenhouse gases by 20% by the year 2020. Unfortunately, given the current economic situation, I believe that might be taking a backseat to the Eurozone crisis at the moment, but I don't believe that they're putting any lacks in that space. So these member states are going to be hard-pressed to identify opportunities and solutions to reach those goals within 2020.
Okay. Barbara, thank you very much indeed.